There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Pleasantly Doug,
yes. And I was being moderately redundant. Pleasantly pleased to present to you Molly Page, the news sage, and Kenny Kessler, our info wrestler, Babe Ruth, responsible for the thought for the day today. Every strike brings me closer to a home run.
That's wonderful.
How do you not agree with that? So, what's up with Pete Rose? Kenny, give us the it was Kenny who was talking about Pete Rose, I think, earlier, because there was a discovery. I don't know. This is not from the Discovery Channel, but there is a allegedly. This is where I'll use allegedly, Molly.
Thank you.
Allegedly,
I'm a fan of
there have been betting slips found that Pete used when he was a player. No. So what does that do to his chances of getting inducted? He was getting on the good side of the new commissioner. So what's going on there, Ken?
Well, they found a betting notebook.
No. Who's they?
The
bad guy.
Whoever was doing this investigation for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, okay.
That Pete not only bet when he was a manager, which he finally admitted a few years ago.
Right.
But that he bet and aggressively bet on the Reds while he was a player in the 80s.
Mm. What does aggressively mean? 100,000?
Every game.
Every game.
Yeah.
He bet on the Reds to win?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Well, it's
if he bet on them to lose, then it would be different, I think. If he bet on him to win, he's just encouraging or thinking well about his team. I know it's illegal, or not illegal. It's not illegal. It's just against the terms of Major League Baseball's rules, right?
Yeah, it is.
But why? Let's examine that for a moment. Why is it not kosher to bet on your own team to win? I don't get that, honestly. Am I naive?
I would think because there's too much inside that can happen.
Why? But how does it, if you're encouraging your team to rah-rah, shish-kumba, and win the game, how's that bad? That's what you're supposed to do. So this is just an incentive to play better.
And in lots of parts of the country, it's illegal.
Wow. Small.
Because you just have too much access.
But why is it, wait a minute, why is it illegal even? 888-302-3684. Why is betting legal in some places and illegal in other places? There's an old story to that, it seems to me. It's cultural differences in different parts of the country, yeah. But if people think it's okay to bet, Las Vegas is all about betting. Atlantic City is all about betting. And there are bets on almost anything you could think of every day. I bet that Donald Trump is going to get 4% of the popular vote. There's somebody who's put book on that somewhere, right?
But look at it this way. If you're working in studios with multiple other radio shows.
Yeah, and I bet on mine. I'll bet on mine any day of the week.
And then you bet on yours to get better ratings, but you have access to their equipment. You could talk somebody else into snoring on the air on another show. You can jam up somebody.
You know, I don't have to talk into it. There are two other shows that you can turn on any day of the week and go to snore.
Well, that's true. But, you have inside access that could manipulate the outcome. This is a guess. I'm completely speculating. I would see how that would be why you...
That doesn't hold water either.
Well, while I wouldn't think that Pete Rose would do this, because that, quite frankly, I don't think he's smart enough, he could have colluded with other players on other teams. Yeah. I'm going to bet $10,000 on tonight's game. I'll split it with you if you tank.
You lose. That's what I'm talking about the snoring. Oh. Talk somebody else into doing a bad job, and so
this goes all the way back to the 1919 World Series, where they bet on baseball.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, right? Wasn't that the
Joe Jackson, probably one of the greatest baseball players ever, thrown out of the game, banned for life for betting on baseball.
Yeah. Well, that's not good for Pete, but at any rate, that's that story. Now, time to find out what's going on in our great American soap opera. Where are the prisoners today? And to help us understand whether they are boxers or briefs, here's Molly Page.
Well, I just think this is so interesting, this report now that says the woman that may have possibly helped the two felons escape, Joyce Mitchell, hid the tools that they used inside frozen meat. Inside hamburger meat.
Hamburger.
So
was it a good hamburger or a cheap hamburger?
I don't know. I don't do the hamburger, so I'm afraid I don't have information.
So she brought in the hamburgers, but there's also some DNA evidence that came. They think they found somebody. Supposedly, one of the prisoners' underwear has been found.
Yes, this was in a remote cabin in northern New York State near the Canadian border.
So is he now, what do they call that? It's called commando, right, when you don't wear underwear?
Right.
So some these guys going commando?
Do we really want to think about that?
I guess it depends. If you're Miss Mitchell, you probably want to think about it.
Matt and sweat out there, blowing in the breeze.
Right.
Not so much.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so yes, they did find some DNA evidence in that cabin, some boots, bloody socks, they say, and boxer shorts.
No kidding.
Prison
bloody
issues.
Socks?
Yeah.
So did one of them get tripped over something and get their maybe leg caught in a bear trap or something as they were running around the woods?
I don't know, but I will ask them the next chance I get.
Okay. Ask them for their story, please.
Yes,
speaking of bloody things, today is the anniversary of Lorena Bobbitt during her thing.
Oh, snap.
Oh, boy.
Yep. John Wayne Bobbitt was wide awake. Jerry's more wide awake.
That he was.
My Rush Limbaugh impression. Okay.
What was the best part of the story, though, that she threw it out the window of her car?
The best part of the story were the jokes that followed, I think. This was, by the way, on this date, 1993. Oof. And he became, he did a lot of different things with his life after that. But, oof.
He did a lot of very different things with his life. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, 14 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Provia, front and center. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in looking your best this summer, you want a nice full head of hair, get started right here, right now, by calling 800-525-8319. Give Provia a call, the first natural hair thinning treatment. It works on the main causes of hair thinning. Your pores get plugged up. You've used cheap shampoos over the years. This is a powerful, all-natural hair treatment that cleanses your pores. It allows the follicles under your scalp to come back through again. It also thickens the strands of hair, volumizes it, if you will. So you look your best. Men, women, call 800-525-8319. This is the ultimate hair growth restoration product. I like that word, restorative. Delivers on its promise. You get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. So get at it now. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get Provia 2, which is even more powerful than the regular Provia. Reduce premature hair loss and thinning hair with Provia. Yeah, look your best for the summertime. 800-525-8319.
Would you like to own a piece of American history? GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus equipment, has auctions every Wednesday at GovPlanet.com. Buy Humvees, cargo trucks, LMTVs, and more. At GovPlanet, vehicles are thoroughly inspected and guaranteed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. GovPlanet's first ever Humvee sale is online tomorrow. An unparalleled selection of off-road 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of previously deployed Humvees throughout the U.S. for this special GovPlanet sale tomorrow. With these Humvees, no demil is needed. They're ready for off-road use. Don't miss GovPlanet's, that's GovPlanet's Humvee sale going on tomorrow. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, and bid on the items you want right from your mobile device. Just text the word Doug to 511-511. Registration on GovPlanet.com is free. Text the word Doug to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's Humvee auction now.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match get a checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
17 past the hour. If you're wondering what can kill you today, there are three things. E. coli is a major bottled water producer recalling some of its product after an E. coli scare. Niagara Bottling, doing so purely out of an abundance of caution, they say. No signs of its product being contaminated.
Who's they?
They are the people they? At Niagara Bottling. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to get you. No, yeah,
I have Molly and I have this running thing. I don't like the use of the word they, and then I find myself using it myself. Myself and I.
I never even realized it was using
so
it.
So why would you pull something that doesn't demonstrate a problem? That's what I would say. How is it that they must know? The people in the plant must know something, and they're not telling us. E. coli, salmonella, listeria, all of those things are bad for you. Okay, this 16-year-old kid who died of the plague or skin something or other. What was the...
It was the plague, yeah.
It was the plague, right. And he got it from a flea bite?
Got it from a flea bite.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh. And it was like the week before. Yeah. And they said signs are usually the same as maybe having the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the third case, I think, in 30 years in the state. But they're what are those little... The groundhogs. Not groundhogs. Prairie dogs.
Woodchucks.
Yes, whatever.
Them
little
too.
Furry things that run about.
Yeah.
There was, they were bitten by a lot of these fleas, and the plague was going through the prairie dog population
really?
As well. Yeah.
Them.
But
we're
very sad about this 16-year-old, that they just didn't catch it. They just thought he had the flu.
Yeah. Well, you got to test for the right things. Okay, also, skinny jeans can kill you. What's the story with that?
A woman in Australia had to go to the hospital because she passed out. She was wearing her jeans so tight, these skinny jeans. She was helping a friend move, and she was bending down and standing up, and she lost all circulation to her legs. So she was being treated by a neurologist, only 35 years old, wasn't overweight or anything, just the jeans were too tight. And they say, you know, there is such a thing.
They say?
They, people at the hospital, the doctors. And so this is actually a case study because it doesn't happen very often. So the case study written by a neurologist, and it is the first instance where someone's had to be hospitalized by this. But, you know, Spanx are very popular.
What's a Spanx?
Oh, you don't know what Spanx are?
No.
Well, you know what girdles are?
Yes.
Okay, so these are a light... Spanx are a bit lighter version of a girdle.
So you have to wear these if you're wearing skinny jeans?
No, you don't have to, but it's the same kind of problem.
Do you wear skinny jeans?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
And
yeah, apparently you don't have to be skinny to wear them.
What? I guess that tells us something then, doesn't it? I've been told I don't wear skinny jeans. I was told I would look better in tighter jeans, so...
Snug. Snug's okay.
21 after on Good Day.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One hit wonder time. Gimme that ding. And this thing is really
good. Oh my god.
All right.
I can't imagine they only had one hit.
888-302-3684. Who is this? If you are the person that comes up with the right identity of this group, you'll qualify for our drawing on the 3rd of July, which is a week from Friday. I'm choking on saying that. My God. July next week. We provide you with a spa package at the Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. Spa treatment for 3 days. It'll make you feel like you're a Glorioski, if you know what I mean. But you got to figure out who's singing this. Crank it up, Kara. I remember this now fairly well, fortunately. This was number one during this week in 1970, and I played this on the radio when I was a disc jockey probably 150 times, maybe more than that. So what do we have here with Gimme That Ding? A novelty song for sure, novelty duo, a number one song, the only one they had. So if you know who it is, 888-302-3684. I can't imagine why they didn't have more than one hit. Can you? You remember this song, Kenny, actually? You're young. I'm sure that Molly doesn't remember it. She would never be lowbrow enough to listen to this kind of stuff.
No, you're on to me.
The two members of this group were Roger Greenway and Tony Burrows. Tony Burrows, probably the best-known studio singer, would you say, in the country, in the history of pop music? Kenny, is that an exaggeration, or is that pretty true?
He's definitely up there.
Yeah. He has. He either created or was around or involved in so many one-hit wonders, but so many studio groups, the Archies, for example, Edison Lighthouse, you know, groups like that. That was Tony Burrows singing. Both men appeared in other groups. As a matter of fact, they were both in Edison Lighthouse, as I was mentioning. The gravelly voice on Gimme That Ding is Tony Burrows. The group only recorded 12 songs together. This song, Gimme That Ding, was written by Albert Hammond. Remember him? Remember? And Mike Hazelwood, who wrote a lot of stuff for... He was on the song with the Nancy's and I... How much credit do you think these two guys want for this? Gimme That Ding featured in an early 70s Coca-Cola commercial, actually. that's where it started. They introduced their new Ring Pull Cans. The group only released two follow-up singles, Yakety Yak and Are You Cooking Goose? I remember Yakety Yak. Remember Yakety Yak? I probably should be quiet long enough for people to use the Shazam on this. All right, I'll be quiet for a minute. Hold up your Shazam and figure out what this is. Enough? Give me that thing. The songs that they did other than this one were not probably miserable flops, as a matter of fact. That was the end for this group. Couldn't resist that. All right, come on. 888-302-3684. Who is this? Crank it up.
I wish somebody just give it to them already.
Give it to this group?
Yeah, whatever it is they're asking for.
Yeah, put us out of our misery.
Listen to this. Listen to the peanut gallery there for his 2 cents worth. Come on, you don't remember this?
You know what? I do not.
Don't you really, huh? Well, apparently nobody else does either, because we had no right answers.
I think Shazam is perplexed.
Yeah, Shazam is even going, what in the world is this?
Number one song this week in 1970 is a bona fide one-hit wonder. In 10 seconds, I'm going to have to give you the answer, and we will have no qualifiers. Who's your what?
The Pipkins.
Why did you spoil my fun?
We put you out of your misery.
Oh, thanks, Rich. Very nice. I consider it. You to put me out of my
misery. Even the guy who sang that song is going, I know this from somewhere.
Yeah, Tony Burris, who sang you pretty much lead on all those single hit groups. All right, so it's Gimme That Ding and done by the Pipkins. All right, Roger Greenway and Tony Burris. Nobody wins. 28 after the hour and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, whether or not you have a new puppy in the house or have had a dog for many, many years, dog bowls are a necessary part of giving your dog food or water, let's face it. And just like with any other item you buy for your pet, you should stop and consider a few important factors. First of all, the bowl size is crucial in consideration depending on the needs and requirements of your dog. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Is it easy to clean? You know, bacteria and germs stay in the dog's bowl. So I personally recommend stainless steel. You can put it in the dishwasher. It's easy to clean, and it will get rid of that bacteria. Also, is it spill-proof? You don't want to mess all over the floor. Is it durable? Is it going to last? Is it easy to maintain and dishwasher safe? As I said, dishwasher safe is critical from my perspective. Is it sized for your dog, and is it safe to use? That's really critical. You know, one of the bowls that I use for my pets, and it's very, very common, it's available at all the pet stores, is a stainless steel bowl with a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide, and it can be used in a dishwasher to keep it clean. Check your dog's bowl. Maybe it's time for a new one. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Stefan. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Stefan, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 30.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Stephen, good day program on the air now. 33 after the hour. Rich McFadden, that controls our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler, the news wrestler. Molly Page. No, he's not the news. He's the info wrestler. Molly Page is the news sage. The Supreme Court is all about raisins. Raisins in the sun. And so here's Molly with a story about a Supreme Court ruling that was announced yesterday that is good news for farmers. Hooray for farmers, about time. You get some good news.
Indeed. Well, the court is referencing Horn versus Department of Agriculture, which found it unconstitutional, the 1940s government program that fined farmers for not selling part of their crop at below market rates. So, Doug, this is a story you brought up. What, a couple months ago?
Yeah, the essence of this is it is partially about how much you get for your product, but it was built on the requirement to sell product, excuse me, to support the image of the raisin board, the dairy board, to do promotion. And if you didn't, but it happened after World War II, and it came out of the Great Depression. Because there was this need, supposedly, the government said, to take product and distribute it in areas where it wouldn't otherwise find a home because it was too expensive. So, therefore, they required farmers to give product, and it stuck with the raisins until now. So that's really what this, the 8-1 ruling, which is... Now, when's the last time we had a unanimous Supreme Court ruling? Anybody remember? Has there been a unanimous? Really?
I don't remember.
No.
But the fine that they gave the Horn family, my goodness.
Right.
$700,000 for not participating in that program, and now the justice is saying that it's the government didn't issue just compensation for just confiscating farmers' raisins.
Well, you know, I wonder how far this can go. How many of you have either had it happen or you've seen in your community where the government, whether it's the local government, the state government, the federal government, will take by eminent domain land that used to be required for public works, the public good and necessity. But now they have redefined. Oh, there I am with a.
It's okay. None of us listen as closely as you do, Doug.
Thank you. So the idea here on the part of those who are obfuscating what's right and just is that land, there are some companies who would convince the municipality, look at, redo that, let's change the bylaw, change the rules, so we rezone that area and I can build a big building there and you can get a lot of taxes out of it because it's commercial property.
Right.
And the guy who owns it, who doesn't want to sell it, screw him, we're doing better for the town. So the town says, yeah, okay, in the name of the town and what's better for the town, we take your land. And that's been in any number of court cases, and I'm not sure it's been completely adjudicated yet. But if there's any example of what's wrong, and un-American to the nth degree, that's it. How dare you take from me that which is mine and not want to pay me for it? I've seen this happen more times than you can count in my local community and elsewhere. Probably many of you have seen the same thing if you paid attention to it.
It happened right in my neighborhood where they wanted to widen the road.
Yeah.
You got 30 feet less front yard frontage.
Right. See you later. And we'll pay you what you want. I mean, we'll pay you what we want.
Right.
So here it is, just for the exercise of screwing the public. These guys with a big wand say, oh, yes, your land is worth $100,000. We'll give you $30 for it. And like it. And so by the time you go to court, which is the case with most of these things, nobody goes to court because they have the money to pay the lawyers. Because you'll have to give them an upfront, well, we're not sure we can win. You'll have to give us an upfront binding fee or whatever they call it, retainer. I did that for a case in California that I'm involved in, but it was a small retainer, and it looks like it'd be a big case because they're taking contingency and doing a lot of work on the case. But it was that sort of thing. Like it or lump it. Well, I didn't like it. Most people, when they get told that, like it or lump it, they say, oh, gee, I guess, all right, okay. Well, that's what they're counting on. They aren't counting on somebody like me who's going to go to town and chase them around. And because when that happens, most of the time they lose. Big banks, big businesses, big government, they lose. But most people don't have the starch to want to fight with them. And
or
so
the
in this
time or the energy.
Yeah, thanks to Marvin and Laura Holm, who managed to push this through, and now his and her property rights can't be so easily manipulated. And you could do this, too, if you were in the same circumstance. I'm not talking about raisins. I'm just talking about in general. There's a lesson here for everybody that gets pushed around by government, by business. You don't, what is it?
Don't let anyone take your raisins.
Well, yeah.
It's a lesson, right? That's a grope lesson. Them, take them, grab them.
But the people who say you can't fight City Hall, yeah, you can. But you got to have a certain constitution, and you probably got to have a little bit of money in order to do it. I'm betting that these folks spent a lot of money. I bet you they spent more than $1 million. Don't know that for a fact. But the good thing about it is that they can write it off on their tax return. So at least they get that out of it. And they get the $700,000, or they get more than that, I think, when it's all said and done. They'll get more than the $700,000 they put in. But it's just wrong. Never mind the money. It's just wrong. I fought this and lost because the dairy board required that we put in 2 cents a hundredweight to promote milk. Remember the old Make Mine Milk or the mustache with milk? That was all paid for by taking 2 cents a hundredweight out of the farmer's return to promote milk. And it wasn't called Make Mine Milk. What was that?
Got Milk.
Got Milk. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shows you how well it worked. All I remember is the mustache. I don't remember the and it was my business.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. So that takes care of that. Big tornado in Coal City, Illinois. Power lines down. Richie, looked like your backyard from the weekend up there.
Man, it was crazy here last week. We had one storm that went through and took out 8 or 10 trees in our neighborhood, and then Saturday night, everybody was in the basements.
So this happened in this town outside the little southwest of Chicago, a town of 5,500 people. The Weather Service said that there were a number of tornadoes that struck the town at 9 o'clock last night. Flooding, roadways impassable. We had flooding here yesterday. For about 4 hours, it poured here, which I think was the entrail of that storm you'd had the day before, Richie. The eastern New England region, it was absolute mayhem on the road. It wasn't yesterday, the day before, sorry. Day before. Mayhem. It was Sunday afternoon. And just poured. But they're happy. We've seen 3 or 4 of these this year here. It'll rain for 3 or 4 hours, really intense, and then the rain stops, sun comes out. And actually, I bailed hay yesterday afternoon because it had rained and everything got soaked, but it dried out. There was such wonderful dry air and a beautiful breeze yesterday. I didn't finish because I couldn't finish on Saturday. It rained on Sunday. So I had a couple hundred bales still on the ground. And Joe tedded it out and raked it up. And in 4 hours, it was dry, and we bailed it. It was good hay. But it took some work. But the rain just, came in. And so something to look out for. I don't know, is that global warming? Are things changing because we're burning too much coal and it's changing the intensity of the storms that we're getting?
We're getting a lot of crazy weather.
Only if you listen to the scientists. Otherwise, everything is perfect.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Okay.
I'm glad that happened.
Wait, but this happened. Yeah.
I was thinking about how wonderful it is that that lovely Nikki Haley has edicted that the flags tear down those flags, Ms. Haley. That would be a good thing, a hologram. We talked about holograms and how there's one set up for Patsy Cline, story at DougStephan.com today. So the hologram of Ronald Reagan. But instead of Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, it could be Miss Haley, take down those flags, which apparently she has told the rest of the people in the state who are flying these flags, take them down. Is that good?
Well, she has asked for the first time.
She's the governor. Why didn't she just say, take them down?
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Why?
The South Carolina legislature will have to agree on the issue before they can actually remove the flag. So Haley has said that she has asked the legislature to take up the issue this summer, and summer has now officially begun.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of that, and she had been pretty much against taking it down before. She said there was really no need. You remember the debate that she had with Vincent Sheehan before the November election?
I actually don't, but I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. That's the only reason
I didn't care.
Came to mind.
Why did you watch it in South Carolina?
Because I'm a weirdo.
You're a news person.
No life, and I watch that stuff.
Yeah.
But she just said that
you
I can
told
tell
me
you,
that you wore those skinny jeans. How can you have no life with those? Go to Best Buy, and you're all set.
You go to I'm just saying, if you want to troll for men, Best Buy's pretty easy
with
pickings.
Those skinny jeans.
You just walk
in.
That's
kind of like what I used to do.
You wore skinny jeans at Best Buy?
No, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh.
Great place to meet women.
Really?
Yeah,
if you're single, you're in your 20s.
Skinny jeans, but how did you introduce yourself to them? Can I ask you a question about
pillows? Excuse me, what's the difference between 200 thread count and 400
Perfect.
Thread count?
And you didn't know
good.
Anyway, right? So it was a
I had no
question.
I still don't care.
Yes, if a man asks for help.
400 count is better. It's much more.
Yeah.
You get a 900 count, it's really good to sleep on.
Right, thread count is the perfect hi, how are you at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
I think somebody's asked me that before. I didn't realize.
Might have been me. I guess that didn't go far.
Right. 16 before the hour. How'd you like to own a piece of American history? Gov Planet, part of the Iron Planet family, big auction tomorrow of military surplus. Auction items.
It just makes men growl. The funniest noises.
You know what? This is misplaced because I'm betting there are a lot of women who would like to have a Humvee. Seriously.
I don't think
right.
so.
Right. Yeah. Really? I think, you know, I think there are a lot of women.
I mean, and
who
you're
like
talking to somebody who used to ride Harleys, but I know. A Humvee?
Yeah. Humvee.
Maybe if you live in an area that is prone to flooding.
Oh, that
tornadoes.
Could be.
Yeah.
You
know, like
that's a perfect scenario.
When I look at all of the people who drive Suburbans in our neighborhood, it's always ladies.
Yeah. There
it's
you
always
go.
Women.
Humvees are tougher, stronger.
Yeah.
Get
like
one.
Big trucks. They sit up high. They keep you safe.
That's it.
Tote the kids
it's
around.
Very safe in those things. That's a big sales tool, by the way. The vehicle
go to
is very safe.
Com, buy yourself
well,
a Humvee. Carry the kids around to the baseball
game. You're only safe if everybody else is driving a smaller car. Everybody's driving
many.
The same
if
car.
You'd be unique, moderately unique, driving a Humvee that has been in service to our country. That's where these came from.
That's
The GovPlanet guarantee is the same as Iron Planet, their parent company's ironclad assurance guarantee. They've checked out the vehicle. You'll know what you're buying. It's all described on the GovPlanet website. You can actually, the auction's tomorrow, you can go there today and register to buy, and then you text the word Doug to 511-511 on your mobile device. That's where you bid, but check the photos out, see what's there, get the description, pick one out, and then bid on it. Text the word Doug to 511-511, registration on govplanet.com. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's huge Humvee auction tomorrow. Do it today, Doug, to 511-511.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is now helping us connect to our homes and make everyday tasks easier. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five companies to show us how. Mario, what are some of these connected devices in the home?
First up, I love taking my tunes into the shower. And so what I use for that is Home Network's Bluetooth bath fan and speaker in one with LED light. It's an affordable way to customize your bathroom, features high quality dual speakers, bright white LED lights, and it pairs with any smart device. And if your hands are full, the Stowe kitchen faucet with motion sense technology by Moen can definitely help. This virtually eliminates the need to touch the kitchen faucet. It has advanced sensors to detect movement in two zones that will turn on the water hands-free.
What devices do you suggest for safety?
Kidde's Remote Link Monitor gives homeowners peace of mind when they are away. The Wi-Fi enabled device plugs right into an existing outlet and it listens for a home's existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms, then sends you an alert to your smartphone through a free iOS or Android app. And there's Guardzilla. It's a customizable video security system that allows the homeowner to live stream footage directly to the smartphone devices with no monthly fees. It's even equipped with a siren alarm, which is unique to the industry, and it monitors and also helps stop break-ins.
Can technology help save homeowners money?
Absolutely. The GE Connected 80-gallon GeoSpring hybrid water heater lets you control and monitor your water heater using the GeoSpring app right there on your smartphone. Controlling this appliance in the home can save the average household $500 every year.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Hi to Facebook listener Eric Stewart, one of the thousands of people that follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Television time now. The percentage of U.S. households with an internet-connected TV has grown to 58%, up from 44% last year. Richie, you're in that league?
Yep.
Kenny, you're in that league?
Uh-huh.
Are you in that league, Molly?
I still have cable.
Yeah. All right.
You know, well, you would have cable still. It just means that your TV also can get online through your Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, it can't. Okay. Yeah, smart it sits TV. Over there. And no, I don't have a smart TV at all. It just does what I tell it to do.
Ashton Kutcher in the news today. He's going to join Shark Tank. I find this fascinating.
Guys, he's an entrepreneur for sure.
He really is.
He really is.
He's going to start this Friday night. He is not going to be there every, because he's got other stuff he's working on, but he considers himself and others as well a mini mogul. And he's invested a lot in...
He also considers himself a singer.
Oh, does he? Well,
but
he's
you go
band,
on.
Doesn't he? I think he's quite... I find him quite an interesting character.
Really?
Frankly. I find him appealing as an actor. I loved him in those little silly Valentine and Christmas movies that he was in with Jennifer Garner and Beals and who else was in those movies. I thought those were just fun.
Okay.
Nice chick flicks. Anyway, so he's going to... it's not, I said this week. It's Friday, the 25th of September. He starts. Christina Ricci. Is that how to pronounce her name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Has found a new project starring in a new pilot for Amazon. My God, these people from Amazon are into everything. The report is that she and Amazon's streaming arm are working on a pilot about American novelist Zelda Fitzgerald, who happened to be the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. So this is the latest trend, though. My heavens, these people are into everything. Weather Channel taking an active stance on climate change, looking beyond cold fronts and summer showers. They're going to present 25 prominent people talking about the need to take action on climate change on their facility. The series is called Climate 25, about science and not politics, so they say. So that's the Weather Channel. 51 after on the Doug Good Day program.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hello to Sandy and John, who are Facebook followers on the Good Day line, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, with your comments. Thank you very much. Lots of comments on a lot of things that are going on here in our country. I think that we should spend some time thinking about those people that are getting out of school and what their prospects are for the future. Let's dig into that in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The overall hiring projections for our country expected to increase by 7.5% for this year's class. That's good news for millennials who are now becoming the largest generation in the workforce. Brian Osich has more on a new survey highlighting the employment preferences and attitudes of tomorrow's leaders.
The National Society of High School Scholars, or NSHSS, with over 1 million high-achieving diverse honor students, in collaboration with Hanover Research, just released its annual career survey. NSHSS President James Lewis says it helps employers gain insight into students' career aspirations and how they will impact the future of our global economy.
We surveyed our members and found their top career interests are STEM and business fields, which is really great news for the country. Significant factors in choosing an employer for millennials include corporate social responsibility and strong company benefits, including flexible schedules.
Google tops the list of employers of choice, but the survey finds one industry stands out even more.
Overall, hospitals and health companies are most popular among respondents, with 40% expecting to work in health-related fields. But tech-related companies are increasing in popularity. These findings can help yield better insights for companies to engage this talent pipeline.
For more, go to nshss.org. That's Newsbreak from the NSHSS.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
It is no secret Sofia Vergara is one of the most popular actresses in Hollywood right now. She's teaming up with an equally popular brand to urge women across our country to share their secrets with one another. Chanel Carraway has the details.
Do you ever ask yourself, I wonder what her secret is? Actress Sofia Vergara believes sharing secrets is empowering and something every woman should do.
Every woman has secrets to help her lead the impossibly good life. I am teaming up with Skinny Cow Brand and sharing my secrets to empower women to do the same.
Vergara says this movement is a great way for women to bond for the day.
Sharing secrets bring us closer, like dating advice, beauty tips, and how we live impossibly good lives. My secret to living an impossibly good life is to eat dessert every day. Dessert makes me happy, and it's all about balancing it out. I would rather eat a plain chicken breast if it means I get to enjoy a great dessert, whether it's a Skinny Cow treat or something homemade.
Share your secrets on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag Skinny Cow Secret. That's Lifestyles from Skinny Cow.
Hi, you're going to love this, Mal.
Yeah?
Study out this week if you like your job and want a promotion or a raise. Mm-hmm. Cleavage does not get you anywhere. If you sleep with your boss, you could end up in court. This is a study from Tulane University found that women who wear short skirts or send hot and heavy emails at work get fewer raises and promotions. This is the first study to examine the consequences of flirty behavior. Half of the female graduates, MBA graduates, questioned said that they have tried to advance their careers by using sexual behavior, while the other half
because
said
they're not respected.
In other words, well, I think that's probably it. Flirts get fewer raises, and they're getting involved in more lawsuits, the flirtatious women, because they are...
Because the men feel sexually harassed?
Well, that's probably part of the problem. Yes, men!
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.